again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. Genesis 9:9-11. Last of all, God sealed the covenant of his promise with a sign of peace. We know it as the rainbow. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature." Verses 12-16. Matthew Henry wrote that the story of Noah was the story of the return of God's mercy to mankind. God's call to Noah, Henry continued, is very kind, like that of a tender father to his children to come indoors when he sees night or a storm coming. The storm had indeed come. The flood had overwhelmed the earth and destroyed all that had been. When Noah emerged from the ark, a new earth awaited him and his family. Setting foot on dry land once more, his thoughts might have run to many things, not least the building of some kind of shelter, for none as yet existed. Henry captured that moment, and what Noah actually did, in words that still stir the soul. Noah was now gone out into a desolate world, where, one might have thought, his first care would have been to build a house for himself. But he begins with an altar for God. He begins well that begins with God. Though Noah's stock of cattle was small, saved at great care and pains, he did not grudge to serve God out of it. Serving God with our little is the way to make it more. We must never think that is wasted with which God is honoured. The first thing done by Noah in the new world was an act of worship. There was a very great lesson to be discerned in the miracles God wrought in the life of Noah. This the writer of Proverbs knew well. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." 3:5-6. Henry closed his commentary on Noah with a kindred thought. "What we do in obedience to the command of God, and in faith, we ourselves shall certainly have the comfort of, first or last." Other biblical scholars, like Dr. Walter Kaiser, have noted that there are echoes of the fall of Adam and Eve in Noah's story. Stating that the fall of humanity was Earth's first greatest time of need, Kaiser wrote that the story of the flood unfolded during the period of Earth's second.